Is it recorded in the Bahamas?
Yes, at Compass Point Studios. Well, we'd done that on the previous album, which was called Quickstep and Sidekicks. We were invited out to the Bahamas by our producer to work in a studio there. And it kind of worked well to do the initial recording and then bring it back to the UK and finishing off and mix it in London. But it worked so well on that album, we thought, let's do it again with Into the Gap.
Is it a beautiful place?
It is. Well, I mean, one of the reasons you go to a place like that is to get on with the work, to be honest. So it was a swim around the reef in the morning and then in the studio for the rest of the day.
Lovely. So what can we expect from the new tour?
Well, we're doing, I think, 8 dates in the UK where we're performing the whole of Into the Gap album because it's the 40th anniversary, and as well as a few other songs that people will know from the Thompson Twins. Yeah, it's really interesting because normally, of course, you just do the well-known songs and the big hits and what have you. But when you perform an album in its entirety like this, it forces me to kind of re-engage with some of those kind of neglected album tracks. And it's a weird moment because it's like reading an old diary. You know, you go, wow, that's what I was thinking and that's who I was hanging out with at the time. And as a result, it's something of a rediscovery for me as well as everyone else.
And do you rework any of the songs? Do you ever go, well, that one didn't quite work, or I love that bit, but I could just tweak it, or are you doing it as is?
Well, everything we do is kind of contemporized because we're different people. I have a different band, and we have different technology. So it's certainly true that it would be silly just to slavishly recreate the way we were thinking 40 years ago. But we're taking that material and interpreting it in a way that we think is suitable for right now. But, I mean, there won't be, surprises in the sense that people won't recognise the song.
Sure.
It'd be very, very obvious in that sense. But, yeah, there will be interesting new ideas injected into them.
Love that. Do you have a favourite one, or is it like picking your favourite child?
Yeah, you can't get too specific about that. Although I do, I mean, I'm very lucky that there are songs in our catalogue that carry a kind of immense emotional weight for me and for the audience, you know. So that is something you can't do without. You know, for example, I can't imagine playing that kind of show without A Hold Me Now or something. It's at that moment that everyone's hearts open.
Yeah, I still like Doctor, though, and We Are Detective. Ooh. I mean, I still play those. They're brilliant.
Yeah, well, me too. We Are Detective, I don't generally do, to be honest, because it was a duet with Alana, so I thought, out of respect for her, I shouldn't really do that. Although I did kind of do a version of it once, just one time. But Doctor, for sure, You Take Me Up, and, you know, other things that people know very well. So there's a lot of familiar stuff there.
You know, one of the ones, my favourite ones, Sugar Daddy from 89. You should release that now. It sounds so good now. I love that one.
Well, I'm glad. To be honest, I haven't played that for a long, long time.
Oh, go play it. You'll love it. You'll think he was good.
Unfortunately, I've made too many records, so I can't play them all, you know. We'd be there all night.
It's not a bad place to be with that music. Superb. So this tour in May in the UK, we've got Edinburgh, Manchester, Bath, London, Cambridge, to name but a few. But you're then going over to the States.
Yes, lots of shows there. That's an interesting concept. I'm double headlining with Thomas Dolby, another UK 80s star.
Fantastic.
And then we're joining up with a few 80s musicians from the American side, and we're going to just tour around, I think, 30 cities. So that's going to be great fun too.
Love it. Well, you're going to have an absolute ball, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. It'll be great fun. It's always great to tour in America, especially in the summertime, because it's all open air stuff, you know, and we love that.
Glorious. But you like coming back to the UK?
Yes. And in this case, I mean, I think I've probably done too many festivals in the UK. So, you know, not everyone wants to go and stand in a muddy field to hear their favourite band. So it's actually quite good that for the first time in ages, I'm playing in places where it's inside. People can sit down. They can be comfortable and hopefully watch and listen to us being a little bit brilliant on stage.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping to see a lot of friends enjoying that, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So full list of dates and ticket information on your website, thompsontwinstombailey.co.uk.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time today, Tom. Really appreciate it. Good luck with the tour.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. I'll see you out there.
I work on the front line. I work to survive. And I sleep in a fever. So this is my life. I cry in my sleep.
Cry boy, cry boy.
Just makes me weep when I try.
From the Thompson Twins, the third single to be taken from that album, Into the Gap. Let's have a look at the number ones that were this week throughout the 80s. In 1980, Blondie was at number one with Atomic, and in 81 it was Roxy Music's Jealous Guy. This week in 82, Tight Fit were at number one with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and in 83 it was Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. In 1984, Nana was at number one with 99 Red Balloons. And in 85, Dead or Alive were at the top with You Spin Me Round Like a Record. In 86, it was Diana Ross's Chain Reaction. And in 87, Boy George was at number one with Everything I Own.
And in 1988, we had Kylie Minogue's I Should Be So Lucky. And 1 year later, in 89, Jason Donovan's Too Many Broken Hearts. So let's have two of those number ones from this week, starting with Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes. Eclipse of the heart.
Thank you.
Nana's 99 Red Balloons, a number one this week in 1984. A number one in 1980 for Odyssey up next. Use it up and wear it out.
Yeah. On Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
David Bowie's Loving the Alien, and before that, Kim Wilde, Say You Really Want Me. This week in 1981, the ZX81, the pioneering British home computer, was launched by Sinclair Research. It went on to sell over 1.5 million units around the world. If you had one of those, you'll remember this. The ZX81 was designed to be small, simple and above all, inexpensive. And video output was to a television set rather than a dedicated monitor. Programs and data were loaded and saved onto compact audio cassettes.
Great 80s music with Xanthi Behrman.
Level 42's Lessons in Love, and before that, Gary Newman's Music for Chameleons. This week in 1985, Phil Collins' third studio album, No Jacket Required, started its 5-week run at number one. After finishing touring commitments with Genesis and working with Eric Clapton, Phil Collins resumed his solo career and apparently made a conscious decision to write more up-tempo and dance-orientated songs. The album features Helen Terry, Peter Gabriel and Sting as guest backing vocalists, and the three singles released all reached the top 20, including Take Me Home.
I'm not afraid to die. listening to Xanthi Behrmann on Phoenix FM.
Sweet surrender. This one. Hey, little fella. Hey. Now your show's together. I never wanted you to listen before. So why should I walk out the door? Stick around now.
Stick around now.
And so the story goes on through the night. It's only begun. Sweet surrender. Yeah. One look is all it took to remember.
Wet, wet, wet. Sweet surrender from 1989. Here's a track that I always dedicate to our very own Steve Roach from Phoenix FM. It's from 1980, it's Bad Manners, Lip Up Fatty.
Behrman on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
Two people take a vow to be together and live and love each other forever. They promise to love a lifetime. Funny thing, then they change their minds. They both go their separate ways. Love is just memory, but a young heart doesn't stay that long. Another love so comes along. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. Two people don't get along. Deep down in both have feelings very strong. They try hard to conceal it. Their hearts burn, cause they both know they can feel it. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. That's the way love is.
From 1989.
I'm standing on the edge of the world all by myself, thinking about you and no one else. Cause you're the one, you're the only one. Yeah, you're the one, you're the only one. You're the only one that can mess me up and keep me down, burden out.
was Vision Vamp, the only one from 1989. Well, there you go, 2 hours of great 80s music. Big thank you to my guest, Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins. I'm going to finish with one of my favourite songs from the band from 1989. It was the lead single from their 7th studio album, Big Trash. It's Sugar Daddy. I'm Xanthi Behrmann. This is Great Ease on Phoenix FM. Thank you so much for your company. I'll see you very soon.
Well, you're all grown up and looking good. Been painting your face like a geisha would. And practicing the art of treachery. Little girls learn this at their mother's knee. Sugar daddy gonna make you happy. Get it. Nothing but money gonna make you feel better.